USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is asking for DHS employees to volunteer to assist with the Southern Border Mission. This as the news came out that 4,000 illegal aliens are trying to enter the United States from our southern border. Regarding that large number of people trying to cross into the United States illegally, former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson tells MSNBC,
"My staff will tell you if it was under 1,000 apprehensions the day before, that was a relatively good number. On Tuesday, there were 4,000 apprehensions. I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like. So we are truly in a crisis."
Georgia lawmakers have passed a bill banning abortion after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which usually occurs after about 6 weeks. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is expected to sign the bill next week. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment is scrapped as optional.
Walgreens announced it plans to start selling CBD products in 1,500 of its stores. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Jill Ashton joins ABC's Good Morning America to explain what exactly CBD is.
Just to start with the terminology, first of all, the term medical marijuana is the wrong term. Marijuana is a street term. The plant is called cannabis. If you break up cannabis, the two main compounds that people talk about are CBD, which does not make you high, THC, which does have a psychoactive component, and then for medicinal uses, there are products that contain both. So that is very important. It gets very confusing when you start to talk about hemp, whether or not hemp can produce CBD products.
Walgreens will be selling the CBD as creams, sprays, and patches. A state legislator in Nevada is accusing Joe Biden of inappropriate contact back in 2014. The former vice president says he doesn't remember that encounter, but also doesn't say that it didn't happen. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook recently announced a massive cleanup revealing they have removed over 2,600 pages, groups, and accounts from Iran, Russia, and Kosovo. Fox News technology contributor Brett Larson on the groups that were removed.
A couple of the numbers that really stood out to me as kind of troubling are, you know, one of these accounts had 1.4 million followers. So here you've got someone.
That ain't nothing, huh?
Yeah, that ain't nothing. That's more followers than I have, which isn't saying much. But the problem that Facebook has here is, as I mentioned off the top, anybody can set up one of these accounts and can just start proliferating garbage or nonsense or for fake news, or they could be a legitimate news source. And this is really, it's a hard line for Facebook to walk because they want to use technology and algorithms and mm-hmm. database schemas and all this stuff to track this because they have over a billion users.
As far as if Facebook is able to do some of these purges with their software, Larson says,
you can, but there needs to be some human intervention. I'm the first person to think software is great, automation is great, algorithms are great, they have solved a lot of problems, but algorithms make decisions based on input. And if you don't really, you know, how do you spot, if you look at two newspaper covers and one of them's totally fake,
that's right.
A human's going to be able to say, that looks a little off to me.
Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.